Exclusive: Representative Biggs unveils Putting Patients First Act to Overhaul Obamacare System. By Jasmine Jordan on December 9, 2025. Congressman Andy Biggs, Arkansas, on Tuesday introduced a comprehensive health care reform bill, a draft of which was shared with Breitbart News exclusively, that consolidates long-standing conservative health care proposals into a single legislative package, with provisions structured to begin taking effect as early as 2026. The 75-page bill is designed as a direct follow-up to a policy framework Biggs delivered to House Republican leadership last week. That framework called for an end to pandemic-era Obamacare subsidies and laid the foundation for consolidating existing conservative proposals into a single legislative strategy aligned with President Trump's health care agenda. Biggs's legislation is divided into three primary titles: Empowering Patients Over Insurance Companies, Codifying President Trump's Health Care Reforms, and Prohibiting Federal Funding for Abortion and Gender Transition Procedures. The bill was co-sponsored by Reps. Andrew Clyde, RGA, and Andy Ogles, RTN. According to the press release, the legislation organizes the most impactful conservative healthcare reforms into one actionable blueprint, bringing together already drafted proposals to form a single, floor-ready plan to lower premiums, restore competition, empower families, and protect life. Title I includes an expansion of health savings accounts, HSAs, upfront pricing transparency requirements, and new support for healthcare sharing ministries. It proposes reforms such as allowing individuals on Medicare Part A to contribute to HSAs, using HSAs to pay insurance premiums, and enabling both spouses to make catch-up contributions to a single HSA. Additionally, the legislation introduces the Trump Health Freedom Accounts, a mechanism to redirect Obamacare subsidies directly to individuals in states that opt into a newly created waiver program. Under this provision, states may bypass certain Affordable Care Act, ACA, requirements if they maintain high-risk insurance pools. The bill mandates that redirected funds be deposited into individual health accounts for use on qualified health care expenses, except those related to abortion or gender transition. Title II codifies various executive actions from the Trump administration, including association health plans, choice arrangements, and expanded access to catastrophic and short-term insurance options. It incorporates elements of previously introduced legislation such as the Association Health Plans Act, the Choice Arrangement Act, and the Self-Insurance Protection Act. These provisions aim to provide small businesses and individuals with flexible, affordable alternatives outside ACA constraints. The choice arrangement section allows employers to offer tax-advantaged accounts for employees to purchase their own coverage and offers a new employer tax credit of $100 per employee per month in the first year of adoption. The legislation also outlines eligibility and non-discrimination rules for these plans and calls for clear employee notifications. Title III of the bill prohibits federal dollars from being used to fund abortions or gender transition procedures, building on long-standing Hyde Amendment protections. The bill explicitly blocks the use of Trump Health Freedom Account funds for premiums for a health plan that covers gender transition procedures or abortion and includes detailed definitions of prohibited procedures. The American people are being strangled by a broken healthcare system, and it is long past time for Republicans to confront it with real reform centered around freedom, affordability, and real choice, Biggs stated. Republicans are ready to lead. America is watching. It's time to move.